Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into Native heritage.
How things are and how they got that way.
Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskan.
Welcome to Chinook Echoes. I'm Paula Schiller. And without further ado, I'm letting somebody else introduce Della Keats. She spoke at the Alaska Native Health Board conference held last fall in Anchorage.
Della Keats was born in April 1907 in Naugatuck, Alaska. She grew up as one of seven children. At 14 years of age, she began spending time with the village health leaders, doing errands for them and learning their skills. She read books left in the village by the public health nurses and tried to practice first aid techniques she learned from them. When she was 16 years old, Della was wed in an arranged marriage. Shortly after this, she began working with the village midwives, learning to care for pregnant women and deliver babies. She worked as a midwife until the 1950s. Della works primarily with her hands alone. She utilizes them in manipulating organs and applying pressure. She does not use x-rays, books. She utilizes the old traditional medications, the old herbs and medicines of her area. She has a real gift of healing. And we recognize this. And it was with a great deal of honor that we learned she was able to travel in from her area in Kotzebue and be with us today to address you on the state of our health yesterday. Della?
Thank you, our good Lord, help us and gather together what we never planned. I doesn't talk too good in English. I sure wanna talk in my dialect, all right, but I wanna let somebody could understand a little bit. Well, they give me to speak. This hour, that's only 10 minutes. 10 minutes is due to go, all right? Now we look back to our old days, to our grandparents or old parents used to help us long ago. Now, long ago, I didn't know the people used to call for help for superstition men that work by the power of something, you know, superstition that knows everything, that willing to help people when they get ill, when they get sick. I don't know them too myself, but I always ask my parents how they try to help the people when they get really sick in older days. They have no medicine or anything. They have no doctors or health aid, nothing. Except the superstition knows what wrong this person has. So they are one time, my mother, when she was 12 years old, when her aunt started to have TB, a tuberculosis hemorrhage, right there. And then her uncle tell her to go get that superstition man to go tell him to help this old, this lady that was having a hemorrhage. And then she go in the night time and with snowshoes, her uncle tell him to go tell that medicine man way down there around 12 miles. 12 miles maybe, because she tell me from Mahpik to from Uka, from in our river. I've been over there at the place where she stay. And she go by snowshoes in a nighttime 12-year-old girl. Go tell this superstition man to help this lady that was having a hemorrhage. Well, I wouldn't go myself. I couldn't run that much, you know. With snowshoes in the nighttime, I chicken wolf. Because they have no, you know, a lot of dark teams and no goals or anything, nothing. So then when she get to this people that in the camp, just like they stay there and she go in, what wrong? My uncle tell me to go tell this person. She said she will give him, him and his wife will give this person with Wolverine, one whole Wolverine. So then later on, they give this Wolverine to him. He start work. He start work by his superstition way. Try to help this lady. So then her grandson is my son-in-law right now. She helped to have me a grandson. And long time ago, they never have a real bad disease, because they always eat. The mother always share the food for his children, for his neighbors. They help each other. They eat, they call them their neighbors and eat with them. And have meal 3 times a day, not like us. Because sometimes when we're kind of get heavy, I mean hungry, we always have a little snack, you know. And maybe they always have a fur clothes, fur pockets, even in summertime. Ah, gee, so hot, you know. When it's sunshine, when they have a fur clothes, everything, maybe it's hot. Sweating. That is how we see it. It's changed. Change right now, it's easy. Everything changed. And we could go to hospital for help, you know. This superstition man helped this lady. And they always use our herbs. Them stinkweed and them, I don't know even how to pronounce it, C-E-D-A-R. See the that have a blue, we call it Tuluga Kasak. It have a, just like a branch, tree branch, but it have a blueberries in it. They're real strong. I've tasted one, but boy, it's so strong. So then they always boil them for 20 minutes and drink it when it's cool. You won't get sick when people start having flu. If you drink that kind of or stinkweed, you won't get sick, you won't get flu. These are good medicine. That is how they're good for TB and for the blood, for everything. It's good. I use that kind of stinkweed, or whenever I have a sita, I always boil them and drink. I hate to have medicine myself. And when their child get diarrhea, they always use a porcupine intestine. Intestine that waste, you know, porcupine, let it dry the intestine, hang them to dry on the sun. And dry them and put them away so they keep it. And whenever a child or grown person get a diarrhea, they always let it swallow it. The diarrhea always stop. And I always tell them not to forget what they learned from their parents. Right now, you could use it. I always use it. Maybe I talk too long. Maybe it's 10 minutes only. Yeah, that is how I always use it right now. Herbs, them things who stink weak. When it's time to cut them, I dry them and put them away. And whenever I pick bundles, fill that plastic bag. And I have none for myself. I give it away to the people to use it. And right now, I take water from hot spring water. Each help they use that too. The people always go to hot spring, Kobuk area, and between Nome and Deering, there's hot springs. I don't know from what they learn. I asked Kobuk people too, do they ever use every spring this water? They always go to the water. The people want to, but they have no dogs. But these people that have a dogs to travel with sled, they go, all right. But if I have no dog, if somebody go, I would cry a lot and go. just because I want to go to hot spring. They used that from long ago too, but right now it's still on. They always go to hot spring. I myself, I'm not a good doctor, all right, but the people always wanted to go with me when I gonna go and try to help the arthritis people. It's really good for arthritis. That hot spring water is really good. And I always use it and take some home for the people. And when they have eye problem, this is what they used long ago. Take a bath, go back, and they get more lively, you know, after that. This last time when I go to hot spring, when I have a patient with a lot of people, you know, 18 of them. Some of them hardly walk. And later on, after 1 week, three times a day, this man that can't walk use cane. He even forget his cane to walk right now. He forgot his cane. Okay, maybe that's all.
Della Keats, traditional healer from Kotzebue, talking about health practices of yesterday at the Alaska Native Health Board conference held last fall. I'm Paula Schiller, and this has been a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.
Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into Native heritage.
How things are and how they got that way.
Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskan.
Welcome to Chinook Echoes. I'm Paula Schiller. The adjectives that accompany introductions to Della Keats include phrases like revered traditional healer, tribal doctor, and Della has a gift for healing. You've heard some of these on previous Chinook programs. And not long ago, the Anchorage Times carried her picture and story on its front page. After years, a lifetime of working, as she describes it, Della Keats is a much sought-after speaker outside her own Northwest Arctic region. At last fall's conference of the Alaska Native Health Board, Della described the process of childbirth as it was 74 years ago, at the time of her own birth.
Long time ago, I was born in older days, before they delivered the babies, you know, at the hospital and in a lot of people, a lot of big group. I was born in a hut, a little hut. How they used to born long ago. When my mother was pregnant of me, in the fall time before snowing, my father gathered a moss, just moss. And then when I'm ready, he make a little hut for my mother and put stick inside and get a big rocks. He gathered a lot of wood in long time ago. He gathered wood and built a fire after he make a little hut for my mother. She was having labor. He have to finish it quick. Really? He have to build a fire to make her warm in a little hut, you know, just put flooring with willows in cold weather and put skin on top of it. Nobody help my mother. Nobody go in and help. She was having a labor. Boy, she was alone too, but not on the first one. I'm the third, fourth one of her. She know how to deliver herself. And my father make a fire and then put them big rocks on top, let them heat. Even the rocks get red, and he get hold of with sticks and put it inside on that little hut, one rock. And it get hot, just like a stove, because he have no time to put stove on. Long ago, they doesn't use a lot of stove, only one stove. People use, make fire outdoors for me, you know. And then auntie grandma come and ask him how is she, how she's getting along. She say good, for she's having a labor, and she say good. And she never go in and try to go help her. Even my dad never go in go help. She's just having labor herself, and then I was born. And when I was born, how did you cut my cord? Oh, with big ulu. Was it clean? That ulu was clean. Yes, she said it was clean. And what kind of thing you tie my cord? She said, with a twisted sinew, she died. And you put band on my belly, where that cord was around? No, I have no clothes, nothing. Just put me on his belly, inside of her pocket. Nobody helped, just sit and she delivered me right then. Daddy, my old dad, keep it warm. The little hut, when that rock get cold, he changed it all the time, take turns, and the little hut warm all the time. And her auntie bring a meal for her. I have no clothes, and she put me to her belly, makes it warm. What kind of diapers you use? No diapers. She said. But they used a skin that have no hair on, just gathered together, and then with an old water makrap and gathered over here and tie on the side, keeps moss in there for wet, so the baby would wet on the bed. They doesn't have any blankets and bedspread long ago, just a fur tent, real tent skin, fall skin, summer skin, whatever it is. When they have a skin, they have bedding like that. And she have to be in that little hut for 4 days. Just for 4 days. If she go back in to their room where there's people around, it will be happen. The people there that was there will die right away. So then if she stay alone right there where I was born in 4 days, nothing will happen when she go back home. That's how much it's hard for them first people, all right. Right now, I mean, long ago, but they get used to it. They get used to it. Every pregnant woman, every woman always have their babies alone. Not in different days they have. In Quebec area, maybe some places too, it's not the same. Because in Quebec area, it takes long time. But in Notak, only 4 days for a woman. It's kind of pretty hard, all right, but my mother died in 1954. This is how they always deliver every woman. And right now, before a hospital was around, when I was 16, I kind of get scared when this woman husband come and get me to help his wife. I never been to deliver a baby before. But I read in a book, in my book, a physical book when I'm in school. I've learned a little bit, but I never worked on. I helped in a camp where there's no teachers around. I help her, but it was dead. I was so happy that she never have infected. I was so happy of that. It was dead while he was while she was carrying it, because she's a hard worker. Sometimes when they're traveling around in the springtime to, because they change the hunting season, when they're traveling to the coast for to hunt seals for winter, this pregnant lady was go in front of the dogs. They have only 3 dogs they have. And she was walking on the front, and she started having labor. Poor thing. And then when she's ready to have it, this husband have to shovel the snow with his snow snooze, shovel it and make room. It was windy too. And put aside the sleds, make it 4-to-1, little bit. It's warm little bit, you know, when you put a shield on with some kind of a tarpaulin or anything that's hit. It's up little bit. And she have a baby. And you know what? Right after that, when she's able to clean it up, she walk, put the baby up, and start walking. Poor thing. And right now it's easy. These girls, right now, these women that have babies could deliver the babies right now. I was so happy too when they start having deliver the babies at the hospital. That makes me work on nothing.
You've been listening to Della Keats, traditional healer from Kotzebue. She spoke at the 1980 Alaska Native Health Board Conference in Anchorage. I'm Paula Schiller, and this is Chinook, a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.